With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Congress this week took a closer look at Arctic Frost. That was a widespread Biden DOJ spy operation aimed at surveilling the activities of hundreds of Republicans and conservative organizations. Senator Lindsey Graham says the investigation was really aimed at Donald Trump.
I don't think it's an accident that from the time he announced in November to August of 23, that there was an avalanche of legal cases against him that would make it hard for him to be successful in 24. And I think all of us got caught up in that network of trying to take Trump down.
Senator Graham, a South Carolina Republican, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network this week. The latest Pentagon policy that will affect a transgender troop's ability to stay in the military.
A memo to all services says that if military separation boards decide to allow transgender service members to remain in uniform, commanders can override that decision. That breaks with longstanding policy that boards act independently. It's the Pentagon's latest step to drive transgender troops out of the armed forces following an executive order from President Donald Trump. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Trump administration has announced more restrictions on members of the news media. More of that from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Reporters with White House press credentials will no longer be able to access an area of the West Wing known as Upper Press without an appointment. It's long been an area where reporters would gather to talk with the press secretary and communications staff. A White House memo cited concerns about protecting sensitive material. Earlier this month, dozens of reporters turned in access badges and left the Pentagon rather than agree to restrictions on their work there imposed by the Trump administration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Some good news from America's Protestant pastors.
According to a new Lifeway research poll, things are looking up from an economic perspective. The survey finds that a little less than half of clergymen say the economy is having a negative impact on their congregation, down from two-thirds who said the same thing in the last year of the Biden administration. Lifeway reports 37% of Protestant pastors have seen giving go up this year, 39% say it has stayed the same, 20% say it's down. Michael Harrington reporting.
Massachusetts Democrat Congressman Seth Moulton says he'll challenge longtime Democrat Senator Edward Markey in 2026. He argues it's time for the party to embrace a new generation of leaders. Moulton caught flack from some members of his party last year for rejecting transgenderism, saying he does not want his daughters playing sports against boys. His challenge to Markey illustrates a growing divide in the Democrat Party. This is SRN News. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says the administration's deregulation efforts will be beneficial for the country in several ways.
By us tapping into our own resources, it's better not just for our national security, that's obvious. It's not just better for our economy, that's obvious too. It is also better for our environment because we tap into our own energy supplies so much better than so many other countries elsewhere around the world.
Zeldin says his agency has been eliminating wasteful spending as well.
We were finding grants where the grant was going through four pass-throughs, where each of the pass-throughs were taking a cut of at least 15% for that pass-through. So think about how much that dollar got diluted.
That's the voice of EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin. He was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. And you'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.